Track 7. The New Cathedral. The view of the new cathedral from this balcony is utterly breathtaking. Both the city and the university had grown. In view of the fact that the cathedral was now too small, the chapter asked the Catholic monarchs, Ferdinand and Isabella, for permission and funds to build a new one. One which was more in accordance with the social and demographic reality and spirituality of the 15th century.
The first stone was laid in 1513, and the works were concluded, if works of this kind are ever concluded, in 1733, the time of its inauguration and solemn consecration. It is an impressive work, with a 105 by 50 meter floor plan and 18 columns, each with a height of 36 meters. It has a 68 meter high dome and a belfry that reaches the impressive height of 92 meters. The second highest in Spain, amongst the historical ones, after the Giralda in Seville.
It has a late Gothic exterior. Together with that of Segovia, it was one of the last Gothic cathedrals to be built in Spain, and a Renaissance, Baroque, Rococo, and Neoclassical interior. If you haven't done it yet, we suggest you go towards the left and stand in the middle between the two columns.
The different aspects to talk about or details to pay attention to are almost endless. They depend on the light, the day, the state of mind. Nevertheless, especially in autumn, with the flocks of starlings or when the fog comes up from the river Dormes, the cathedral looks like an imposing forest of stone. As the French Gothic architects and the Romantics used to call cathedrals.
Why a forest? Maybe because of its stellar vaults, its compound piers, or its mysterious and peaceful atmosphere. Maybe because, according to old accounts, in order to build a cathedral, a huge quantity of wood is necessary. Above all, pine wood for the scaffolding. The basis of the construction system of the time, but also walnut for the choir and rosewood for some altarpieces.
From this point, with light as a building principle of the Gothic style, we can see, first of all, a beautiful choir in walnut wood, the work of the Churrigueda family. There are also two organs, a Renaissance one and a Baroque one, the latter restored with the financial aid of Japan's emperor in 1992.
There are 18 chapels, of which many are funeral chapels, and a 68-meter high dome, originally erected by Churrigueda, which was damaged in the 1755 Lisbon earthquake and subsequently replaced by the current one, built by Juan de Sabarriaga.
You can also see 90 windows, many of which retain the stained glass sent from Flanders. There are 60 medallions and some of the most distinctive images of the city.
In any case, this cathedral forest is of the sheltering kind. And when you wish in your own good time, since there's no hurry, there, at the back on the left, underneath one of the scars left by the Lisbon earthquake, of which we'll speak later, you will find the Mallorca winding stairway leading to the Anaya Terrace.
It is a type of style-slipped stairway which was fashionable at the time. The model for it was the one in Mallorca's Silk Exchange and is one of the many examples of monumental stairways in Salamanca, others being the Soto staircase in San Esteban, or St. Stephen's Convent, the University Stairway, the one in the Pontifical University buildings, or that in Fonseca Palace.